What's up, everybody? This is El Padrino welcoming everybody back to this is the second episode of Tacos con El Padrino. Second episode, because we did one episode with two parts.
True.
Okay. So, along with me is my co-host.
Mai. The cat's meow, Mai.
The cat's meow, Mai. How are we doing today, Mai?
We're doing wonderful. I lost part of my acrylic nail while cutting potatoes, but I am now here.
Hey, potatoes fight back.
Potatoes fought back. I was just making a hybrid word.
Hybrid word.
Potatoes. That's fighting potatoes.
Kung Fu potatoes.
Kung Fu potatoes.
I don't know.
Was that like in my head? It was like a fancy fideo.
I guess so.
But we made it. We're both back, and you'll hear us clearly. We have two mics now. Thank you to the suggestions we've received.
Yes. Two mics. We all got our mics. Everybody, we can talk clearly, speak clearly. You will be heard. No, we will be heard.
I would hope we would be heard.
Well, we will hear you with your comments and suggestions, which we do appreciate that you guys are hitting us up on Instagram, Tacos con El Padrino, and letting us know what you guys really think about what's going on and how we
sound, how we vibe.
Yeah, all of that. So thank you again. And you know what? For all you guys, round of applause. Round of applause to everybody. So we did get some suggestions on what we should talk about. And the first thing we need to do is, I won.
You did win.
I won. I told you the dinosaur was a boy.
So it was a gender reveal party.
It was not. Yeah, it's true. And thank you all for coming to our gender reveal party. It's a boy.
It's a boy. Definitely. It really is a boy. Even though it was a pink, fleshy looking dinosaur.
You wore a yellow shirt.
Yellow is for both sexes.
But it was a bald baby.
It was an ugly baby.
It was a bald baby. It had a boy's voice. That's like you saying Bobby's from Bobby's World was a girl with a short haircut.
Bobby was definitely, yeah, you're right.
Have you noticed that did they have the same kind of head from Stewie from Family? No, they didn't have. Stewie had the football head.
Yeah.
Bobby, did he have the football head?
No, but it was big.
It looked weird.
All the babies had big heads.
Yeah. It looked like a little bobby head. Bobby bobblehead.
It did. That's kind of creepy. If you think back to a lot of cartoons, like the babies always had bulbous heads.
Bulbous. That should have been a name. Bulbous. Sound like Russian. This is Bulbous. My brother Ivan and Bulbous.
But I am going to go ahead and put a gold star on gold. The record.
Gold star, baby. Gold star. Right here.
Because El Padrino won.
Yes.
And we'll have a question at the end of this episode and we'll let you guys vote again. But we really did appreciate all the feedback and people taking the time to vote. Right or wrong, 29 people were right. And myself and another person were wrong. And now we both know by going into deep, extensive research onto the internet.
Going back to our encyclopedias that us Latinos have.
The ones only letters A, B, X.
And all the numbered 1 through 10.
Why did they have numbers?
I think 10 was just the index. I think they were just the index parts.
You bought them?
My dad did. We went through this. My dad bought the whole encyclopedia. And he bought sections 1 through 10. But I think those were just the index parts of what the alphabet carried.
They were the discounted encyclopedias.
Shit, discounted my ass.
Okay, but honestly, the research into the internet about was a dinosaur a boy or a girl. I know, sorry. Tripped over my tongue there. It's weird. You can't type anything into Google without getting some interesting results.
I know, right? And it's funny how they give you like 26 pages of what they found. Like, how do you have 26 pages of this?
You got further than I did. A lot of times, it'll ask me a question like, did you mean what sex is a dinosaur?
Yeah, that's true. But that brings me to an idea. Ladies and gentlemen, please, on our Instagram, let us know what dinosaur do you think you relate to the most. I honestly believe I relate more to the Velociraptor. I think I like being part of a team, part of the hunt as a group, making sure everybody eats. How about you?
I am a pterodactyl.
Why a pterodactyl?
Well, number one, it was my favorite ranger. Oh my God. Kimberly was a pterodactyl.
She wasn't a pterodactyl. She was a pink ranger.
She was a pink ranger. And
commanded a pterodactyl.
Yes.
Get it straight, girl.
Well, I would be a pterodactyl because they can fly. It's like the vintage eagle, I guess.
I know. They all had prehistoric things. Like, so what? Were cavemen Power Rangers?
No.
One had Jason had Tyrannosaurus Rex. Billy had
Triceratops. What was...
Trini had Sabretooth Tiger. Ooh, with the bomb-ass animal.
It was, but she had a list. Sabretooth Tiger. So yeah. That was terrible.
Zach had Mastodon, which was a mammoth.
I was about to ask you, Zach the Black Ranger. That was racist. Yes.
Why?
Because
mammoths weren't black, they were brown.
But still they were color profiling the
Oh my god. Okay. And
they're saying that
Tommy had
wasn't he a tiger or a dinosaur? No.
Damn, how do I not know this?
Tommy was something.
Tommy was
when he was green, when he was white.
Okay.
Remember he was two rangers.
Yes, he was a white ranger and the green ranger. Let's see, it's morphing time. Tyrannosaurus.
I don't think Tommy had a thing he called out.
Yeah, he did. He had them that flu.
Yes. Yeah, but I don't know what's coming when I blow the flute.
Well, ain't like the Piper from what was it? What was that the old fairy
Peter? Was it Peter Piper?
No, that was
that's a rhyme, huh?
That's Peter. A rhyme. Peter Piper picked a pepper, kept him loaded up. Pickled peppers. He didn't play a flute. He picked peppers.
That was the guy who took all the rats out of a town.
Yeah. But some said he took all the cats.
Oh my god, I wish. Oh, really? Then I'd go hang out with him. Wow. In his house full of cats.
You're mine now, bitch.
There'd be no bitches. Those are our female dogs. All the meows are mine. Imagine.
You have issues.
I don't. I just have a lot of love for the cat community.
For the cat. Well, they have a community, all right. Yeah, going back on track though.
Yeah, since we can't, you know, let us know what Tommy's dinosaur was. Yes, we won't Google it.
I'm not gonna Google it. I'm trying to remember. I'm having a hard time here trying to remember.
Let's rely on the people that listen to the podcast.
I want to use a lifeline.
And your lifeline is?
Is ask the audience.
Which is ask IG. Remind us where we go.
What Tommy's were his? What were his swords? His part? Because what they called them? Zords. Z-O-R-D-S.
You got real technical. I didn't know that they were called Zords.
They're called Zords.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, because of Zordon?
Yes.
That makes sense. Are you serious?
Oh my god. I gotta get you the DVD collection of Power Rangers.
I don't have a DVD player. Can you just send it to me like...
Okay, go to YouTube.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Send me the link.
So, Instagram us on what Tommy had. We'll put in the thing for a vote. We'll try to see what it was. And you guys got to let us know what Tommy's ranger Zords were.
They
when
changed?
He was a green ranger and when he was a white ranger.
Okay. Sounds okay. Good.
The other thing. So one of the things people wanted us to talk about was the differences between a hood rat, a skonka,
and a fuckboy.
And a fuckboy. A fuckboy.
Or really? Playa, according to El Padrino. Since there's not... There's not enough derogatory names for a man that goes from punani to punani.
Yeah, you guys call us assholes, deadbeats, fucking pussies, bitches, small dicks, toddler dicks. You guys call us a whole bunch of shit because you guys hit us where it hurts.
It sounds like it's always below the belt.
It does. Well, that's the only way it hurts.
Dang, that sucks. So we can go into that.
Well, the only thing we can say that's going to really offend you is she was tighter than you.
Wow. She was tighter than you. I was going to say, bitch, she was tired. She was passed the fuck out.
No, she was tired. Tighter.
She was tired.
That would offend you guys. If your man told you, hey, I cheated because she was tighter than you, that's like a girl saying, hey, I cheated because he had a bigger dick than you.
They're both horrible situations.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, though.
Oh, man, that's true.
Which brings us to one of the questions I did see. Why do people cheat? Why do women cheat and why do men cheat?
Okay. Let me know, Padrino, why men cheat, and then I'll let you know why women cheat.
All right. I honestly believe, I'm not saying all men cheat, and I'm not saying all men cheat for these reasons, but I honestly believe is men cheat because they are sexually bored with the woman that they're with.
Okay.
Because I've noticed that, yes, like everything else, we think with our dicks, women think with their hearts. True or not true?
True.
You guys want to fall in love, the romantic, and all that. I'm not saying all women... Because I'm sure there's some women out there that are way fucking tougher than some men and shit. But majority of some women want to fall in love. Have that whole, hey, what's up?
Fairy tale.
Yeah. Like, I want Prince Charming. Come sweep me off my feet. Girl, the only thing you'd be sweeping is with a broom. Well, your Prince Charming might be different from somebody else's Prince Charming.
That's true.
Your Prince Charming might be a white boy with freckles and glasses pretending to be Superman and shit. Another girl's Prince Charming might be fucking, you know, a cholo from the hood and shit, fucking setting shit on the fucking corners.
Okay. So you're saying men cheat because they're sexually bored.
They're sexually bored. They want, their woman is not performing like the way she used to. Maybe she's not doing the thing he likes anymore. And that's where it comes to saying, well, one woman won't do, another woman would.
So I'm going to go ahead and boil that down and say, not that it applies to every man, but maybe men get insecure because they're not receiving the sexual attention they got at the beginning.
Maybe.
And then they're like, you know what? Let's go to greener pastures.
Well, same thing like that. You know, and also due to the fact that some men is just like, let's try something new. Maybe because they know they could get something different.
Okay.
All right, let's go with you. Why do women cheat?
Women cheat because we're not getting the fantasy. I think that when a woman is with a man and you've been with them for a long time, things start to change after a while.
Did someone forget to put their mute on their phone?
Yeah, you know, it happens. So we can edit that part out.
I guess our listeners are finally responding. Oh, hell nah. That's not why we cheat.
Mm-mm. I think women cheat for emotional reasons, for lack of connection.
All right. Okay.
So your connection is downstairs and our connection is upstairs.
Well, yeah, we got to plug it in. We need a charge.
But you can't go to different outlets for that charge, though.
You are the outlet.
Yeah, but when you're going to different outlets to charge, that's not good.
Hey, you know, people like options, choices. That's what this country was built on. The American dream. Fucking choices and options.
Choices and options.
Well, that's true. And then what happens? Boom, no, motherfucker, you're gonna work.
Oh, man.
That's how it goes. Well, think about it. Okay, I honestly think men fuck up because they're sexually bored. I think women fuck up because
they're emotionally bored. Wow.
They're not getting the emotional attention that they used to get. Just think about it. Like, this is where the things of true colors comes out. A woman gets wined and dined at the beginning. She gets the flowers, the wine,
the door openings,
all of that shit, you know, and it goes to like, bitch, open your own door. Or the closest thing to opening the door is that guy going, beep, beep.
True. Or they're walking into the market and it's the doors that sense your body coming.
Look, girl, you want a guy to open the door, you got to get a guy who has a fucking car back from the 1990s and shit. Motherfucker has to literally go to your side of the door and
put the key in. I like that.
Okay. That's what you need. You want air conditioning? You better roll down that fucking window real quick.
There's no auto.
The auto button. Auto button?
What is it called when the window goes down? Power windows? Power windows.
Literally. Wow, you answered your own question. Round of applause.
Power Rangers, power windows. It's all about power here on this side of the table.
That's the closest thing you're going to get to a guy opening the door for you. You cold? Nowadays, it's like, girl, you should have brought a jacket.
You should have known where we were going.
Shit, you cold? You better date that guy that has like four shirts. The muscle shirt, the t-shirt under the fucking regular shirt, and then the big old fucking fluffy jacket.
What kind of a guy is this?
Fat Joe. Well, you gotta think about it. Back when I was growing up, a lot of guys in high school wore a muscle shirt.
Muscle shirt, they wore one.
A shirt underneath.
So it's a muscle shirt and then a white shirt.
A white shirt. And then their shirt over that.
Okay, so that's three shirts.
Three fucking shirts.
What about when it was cold? Was there a long sleeve? Was there a long sleeve?
Well, not all the time. But he wore a jacket. So you have a jacket, the shirt, a t-shirt, and a muscle shirt.
Four shirts.
Motherfucker can spare a fucking shirt for you, girl.
If he doesn't, he's not the one.
Yes. Oh, if a guy opens the door, you know, don't just lean to the side and fart. Lean to the side, open the door and fart. I'm just saying.
You're trying to get girls out of relationships with this advice.
Not, hey, if a man can't stand your pedo, he ain't the man for you, girl.
True. What if it's a silent one?
It's a silent but deadly?
Yes.
Then deny it at all counts.
Got it.
We ran over a skonka.
Oh, no. A skonka.
Which brings us to the next thing. Guys, girls, you guys wanted to know the difference between a skonka, a hood rat, a fuckboy, a cougar.
A player.
What do you call a guy that's a cougar? I call him
a pedophile.
A puma.
A boomer. You said boomer. I said pedophile.
You know what a pedophile is?
Someone who likes underage people?
Yes, that's a pedophile.
So a man.
So why can't a woman be a pedophile?
Because a woman's a cougar.
Also, but we're complete players.
Okay, if you're a player looking at young girls, that makes you creepy.
You're going too crazy now. You're going too crazy. We gotta stick to the thing. All right. So, definition of a hood rat, a skonka. a hoe, a fuckboy,
a hood rat,
a cougar. What do you call a man that's a cougar? And what was the other thing? I think OK Google was about to answer that shit. See? So we want to know the definitions. People want to know.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with this. What would you honestly call a man who's a cougar? Because a cougar is a woman, I would say, like, in her 40s. Like, late 40s, maybe.
Okay.
That's a sugar mama.
Am I putting myself in a hoe mentality?
No. Is a cougar literally a hoe? Or does she just like to... Because technically a hoe is a girl who likes to fuck multiple guys.
I'm just thinking, you said, what is a man that's a... like?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So we're going by the terminology of a cougar. So a cougar to me... is a woman from early, probably mid 40s.
Okay.
Because I would say a woman in her late 40s to early 50s is a sugar mama.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say early 40s, mid 40s, that's a cougar. All right. So in that terminology, what do you call a guy in his early 40s, mid 40s? What do you call him if he's as a cougar? Let's say that.
Daddy. No, daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because then you're going to upgrade to be a sugar daddy. So you can't just be, you're going to be a regular daddy in your 40s. And then once you're 45 and older and can't perform, then you have to give the sugar to keep the girl around.
There's a lot of pills for the guy to perform.
I would say that those guys get called, honestly, daddy if they're going out with younger girls.
Yeah, so daddy, not Puma.
Mm-mm.
So not a Puma.
Not a Puma.
Not a Puma. It's un daddy. Papi.
Yeah, papi.
Papi.
Pero ni chulo, just papi.
Not chulo. Mm-mm. So what's a papi chulo?
That'd be probably a good looking...
Like Daddy Yankee?
Daddy Yankee. Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Back in the day. All right. So sounds good. All right. So we got papi or daddy, whichever language you know. Because a lot of women out there don't know Spanish. And some women who know Spanish don't know English. So daddy or papi. Okay. So what would you... So a cougar is a woman. So at what age do you think they consider like the guys that they like? Like what? Early 20s?
A cougar?
Late 20s, right? Something a little bit more stamina, something. So I would say what? Late 20s? Mid-20s, late 20s?
I would say if I was in a cougar mentality, I'm in my 40s, I would want to go out with someone from like, oh, thank you for reminding me, my birthday is coming. I would say from 25 to like 32.
Really?
Would be the age range if I was in my mid-40s. Because I don't want to go too far, like... If you can do the dad and the son, that you're just like in weird territory.
A dad and the son?
Yeah, because if you're dating someone your age, you're a cougar, you're in your 40s.
Hood rat. Your perspective as a woman, what's a hood rat?
A hood rat is...
Is there a difference between a hood rat and a hoe?
Yeah. I think a hoe is willing to do sexual things. I think a hood rat just wants to get the... No, I think...
it's a gold digger.
It's a gold digger. Well, a hood rat, I would say, wants the acknowledgement. But won't go through with the sexual acts.
I think a hoe is the one who just fucks multiple guys. That's a hoe. That's a straight up hoe. She hitting the homie. She hitting the homie. She handing the other homie. All the homies hitting it. Like everybody.
So it's a group activity.
No. Not at the same time. I just think she goes from one homie to the next homie. That's a hoe. I think a hood rat is more... That's why they say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Right. You can't. But you could turn a hood rat into a housewife?
I think that, I just think the hood rat is more the, because a hoe would fuck you because she just wants to fuck you. No monetary value, no nothing. A hood rat is a little bit between a hoe and
a gold digger. Wow.
Yeah. I think there's in the between. Then the gold digger is just, you get the sum-sum, if you got the mun-mun. You got the money, you get the sum-sum. No money, no honey.
It sounds like a restaurant. So you're going to dim sum.
Some.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm saying. I think that's what a gold digger. Gold digger gives it up and she's getting paid the right amount of value.
We're literally going to have to put up a chart on IG. And we're going to go from...
What do you distinguish yourself? A hood rat, a skonka, a fucking...
I would say we only have ladies and gentlemen that listen to us.
Fine.
We did have another question, Padrino. All right,
what's up?
It was... Tell us about your first club/party experience.
Oh, but before we get into that, please let us know what you think a hoe rat.
A hoe rat? A hybrid.
a hoe rat. What you is, girl? Man, I'm a hoe rat. Come on, me home. A hoe rat.
You know what? Give us your most... There comes the pigeon again.
That's not a pigeon. That's like the male calling at a club. Woo, woo.
That's how...
What did my sister do? Ooh, ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Is that literally how people communicated back in the day?
Yeah, we're like, came out. Ooh, ooh, woo, woo.
Is this like a 70s disco?
What the fuck?
Like, woo, woo. And then like the finger goes up like John Travolta?
No, no.
So this is like a regular club.
I'm telling you what I saw when I was growing up. So like when we had house parties, like my sister's quinceañera, like.
Were you in the quinceañera?
No.
This is the one you didn't participate in?
I was just a brother.
Oh, were you a brother?
I was just a brother. That reminds me of the thing I saw on YouTube, Slappy the Squirrel. I was just a brother.
Oh.
Look it. So they had got in a big circle and they were like, the guys would be like, ooh, ooh. And the girls would go, ooh, ooh. And they'll put up their hands like they're raising the roof. Like, ooh,
what
ooh.
Year was this?
Oh, my sister, she said, come back.
I do the Jeopardy music, but this I want to get copyright stricken.
You're doing it. That makes
if
no
I
sense.
Sing it, we don't get stricken.
No. Let's see. She's going to be 30. She's 36. So take away when she was 15. Take away 15 years. Six, so what's 20-something years ago?
I thought I was the one that was bad at math.
21 years ago.
Okay, so
21 years ago, yeah. My sister had a quinceañera.
If we're doing that math, then that was 1999, 98, 2000.
Yeah, kind of. Because I was what? I'm taking away 20. I was 11?
That's why you didn't participate.
Nope. I was still too young. They didn't have tuxes for me.
Oh.
I wore a tux, but not like a tux. I wore the clip-on ties. Aww. You know how they do it, you know? The lazy guys who don't want to wear a tie. But yeah, I remember because I was dancing with a girl. It was one of my uncle's best friend's daughters. And they're like, you should hold hands and dance. And I was like, so do you want to hold hands? And she's like, sure. She was a white girl. So I held her hand. We're dancing. You know how you're dancing? You're doing like you're doing the gym rope. Like you're just wobbling back and forth. Like that's how we're doing it. We're like, yeah.
Who are you dancing to?
I don't remember. Oh, Venga Boys.
Oh my god.
We're dancing to Venga Boys.
Oh my god. That's the reason I
like to party.
Oh.
We like to party.
And this is why I didn't want to go to Magic Mountain, because I was afraid I was going to see that little man from the commercial that played that song.
He wasn't an old man. He was a guy in makeup. You really think he's going to be able to bust that shit out?
He was bald and creepy, and he was dancing to the Venga Bus.
I'm just telling you, Venga Bus. He was in the Venga Bus. This was the Venga Boys. Okay, well, I'm just saying. This is what, and then they started playing some Dr. Dre and some other stuff. And this is where I hear the girls, ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I didn't say what the fuck. I didn't know that word. And we're just like, they're weird. I know, like, I know, right?
Oh,
and then
goodness.
The guys were like, ooh, ooh. That's what they were doing.
It all sounds gang related to me. Growing up in Covina, sorry.
I know you're a fucking coconut.
I am. So was this your first club experience? Your sister's quinceañera was the club?
Well, they made it feel like, I don't know what a club was back in the day.
You felt like you were at a club because of all the like yelling and stuff.
Like, it was like Florentine and Gardens all ages. Or, oh, the Mirage. Or Margarita Jones. Man, remember those?
Oh my God.
Well, those are the clubs I went to when I came, like when I was old enough to go. Yeah, Margarita Jones, the Mirage, Florentine Guard, because they were all ages.
What was the first your first club experience?
My first club experience.
Were you of age?
Was a strip club. I was 18. I just turned 18.
We're talking about a dance. Well, I guess they dance at strip clubs.
You said club. They didn't specify what club.
Okay, 18. So you were of age. You were able to get in.
I went to a strip club. My brother took me to a strip club.
And what happened there?
I saw titties.
So there was no dancing. This was a club experience.
Well, she danced.
Did you get a private dance?
Yeah, he got me a private dance.
Was this for your birthday?
This was for my birthday.
Okay.
I was turned 18. He took me. They said, what was your first club experience and where? They didn't say what club.
This is true.
So my first thing was a strip club. I saw some titties and some ass. I was like, oh my God. They're real. Like, not just magazines and videos and shit. Like, oh shit. Like, can I touch? Yeah, but you have to pay. Like, what the fuck?
So you only got, like, danced on. You didn't get to touch.
No. I don't want to touch. I was scared.
That you were going to get charged more?
I guess. Like, I don't want to come like, oh, here's your bill, sir. two titty grabs, one butt pinch, and a hip movement. Comes out to a total of $325.14.
I just want to point out that you got your first tattoo from your brother and sister, your first club experience from your brother. I feel like you're definitely the youngest.
I am the youngest.
It was more experimental of what we can do to the baby brother.
Yep, pretty much it.
So you got a tattoo and you got titties.
Yes, I got titties. They took me to a private dance, everything. It was funny because it was right across the street from Perrera.
What's that?
A Perrera?
Like a
pound.
Oh.
It was the name of it was Blue Zebra. So I don't know how many guys remember that strip club called Blue Zebra. It was off the 110 over there in Lincoln Heights heading into Highland Park.
Wow. Like,
yeah.
We should see if it's still open. And if it is, we should have a meet up there.
It's not open no more. They closed it down.
So all the ladies that work there now are the ones across.
Experiment Rhino.
Ooh, they're still working?
I don't know.
Maybe I was going to say they're cooks in the back. They're medical assistants now.
Oh, yeah, they did say back in the day the girls were putting themselves to the school for that,
right? Right? No, I saw it. Okay, so before I go into my first club experience, I did see they put this thing on, I think it was Cholo's Instagram, right?
Cholo's?
Yeah, it was talking about the old house parties, how it was like Desiree or Sexy Dreams or whatever, these party crews, right? And they said, you know, half of these women on this video are probably now dental assistants or medical assistants because they were all the cholas.
That sounds like an Everest College commercial. Are you tired of stripping? Are you tired of being a puta? Come to Everest College where you can get certified to be a medical assistant.
Or medical biller or medical record keeper. Oh, I missed the bus on that education train. Jeez, you called it.
Hang up your thonga and get a white coat.
Right? Ooh. That would have been...
That would have brought a lot of people.
It would have.
That's right.
That was sexually profiling people, right. Padrino.
Imagine, I'm here to get my education. I'm tired of stripping and shaking my ass.
First thing I'm going to have you do is remove your clothes and shake it for me. Yeah. You're in.
You're in. You got it. You got the ass-shaking material to graduate with flying fucking colors.
You can climb this Everest mountain in my pants. I'm saying...
Were you part of the committee board? you knew the motto.
I did. It was my alma mater.
Alma mater? Alma mater.
I don't know. How does it...
Alma mater, not alma matters. Alma, you matter.
Alma is our head nurse now. She graduated from Everest College.
She used to strip, but now she don't. The only strip she'd be taking is fucking taking off fucking bitch bandages. Aww. Bitch sticks. Bitch stickers.
Bitch stickers.
That's what we call bandages, people. Bitch stickers.
The only strip she does is the strip lashes when she can't get her extension refill. She's a classy hoe now.
She a classy hoe.
So
she upgraded.
She did. First club experience.
That's a real mother, fucking Alma.
Fucking Alma.
When shit fucks up here, we should be like, fucking Alma.
Right?
But don't worry, you matter.
You matter, Alma.
Alma, you matter.
Aww. Like my favorite.
All the Almas out there, this fucking asshole.
This one's for us. This chela's for you, but it's the Alma's for you.
Shout out to all the Almas out there. You know what? You want to say, you
sorry.
Fucking matter.
You matter, and you we're matter. Sorry.
If anybody tells you different, just be like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to go back to being a stripper.
The club closed.
There's other clubs.
I'm wondering if there's like a MILF strip club.
A MILF? Yeah, it's called Milks.
Milks. Milks. MILFs. So first club experience for myself.
No, it's called Hang Low.
Oh.
The Hang Low.
The Hang Low Club.
Well, not all of them. There's some MILFs out there. They still have their body tight.
Their body tight or their body tight?
Tight. So shout out to all the MILF Almas.
They're hanging out.
Shout out to a lot of Almas today, huh?
You are. I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm just. You know, I knew a girl named Alma.
How was she?
She was from elementary school. Elementary school. She was cool people. Always kept to herself, but she was cool people. I remember two guys from elementary. They always said they wanted to tap that, but I felt bad because they said no tenía la
cara.
Pero tenía.
She was butterface.
Yeah.
Why are kids in elementary trying to tap shit?
Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not. Let's go back to me going to a club.
You started at 12 and a half. So
oh,
you really
my
go there.
Goodness.
Let's not go there. All right. First club experience, let us have it.
I was underage.
No shit.
Yes. Believe it or not. Surprise. Believe it or not. I started young. I wanted to go out. I was almost going to be 17. And I had friends that were older. Uh-huh. And I was always into new wave 80s music. So I drove to... I remember Rosemead dropped my car off at my friend's house. She was 19. She knew the bouncer at this club in downtown LA. It was an 80s club. It was near, like, I think the place is closed down. I think it was near Florentine Gardens. No, not Florentine Gardens. But it was a club in LA. I don't know what they were called, but it was like right in downtown. You went to a club.
Did you have a fake ID?
I didn't have a fake ID. She knew the bouncer.
Man, that bouncer was a pedophile.
Why?
Really? Oh, because he's not a pedophile because he hooked you up to go to the club.
He let me in.
But if he would have hooked another girl up, smacked her ass on the way, knowing she was underage, then he's a pedophile.
I was. Okay.
See?
No hands were.
This is double standard.
Well, I got in.
No wonder men lose arguments.
I got in.
No shit.
I got in. No ID. I was able to drink because I got a wristband because it was a 21 and over.
I want to see a picture of how you looked at 16.
No.
Yeah. I want to see how the fuck this bouncer would be like, yeah, she's good. Don't worry about it, dog.
He knew I wasn't good.
Tap that shit.
Okay, I just want to put out there, not every time you get let in. There? Yes. Every time you get let into a club when you're underage doesn't mean you're necessarily tappable, or it doesn't mean that, you know, sexual things are being exchanged.
What do you think they're thinking? Oh, I could really have some tea with this young lady.
Perhaps.
No.
I'm just saying, I can tell you this. I took my cousin to a club in Uptown Whittier one time. It was, everybody knows Sage at some point, right? Like, it was a night for every kind of thing.
You're putting a lot of people on blast by saying that club's name. They're going to get shut down. Cops are going to be swarming that motherfucker.
This is back in the day.
It doesn't matter.
Those bouncers are somebody's grandpa now.
Doesn't matter.
Well.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. She got into the club.
Damn, my rat.
Wow, at least I'm not a hood rat.
Well, part of it.
I'm just a rat, not the hood. I ain't got hood in me, just a rat.
Covina Rata.
Oh, that sounds like a sexy name. Covina Rata.
No, don't make it sound sexy. That's not sexy at all.
Ugh. Well, she got in.
Fine. Rats from Covina.
Rats from Covina. No, I just asked him. I said, my cousin isn't old enough to get in here. I really don't want to drive her back home. Can she come in? I promise she won't drink.
I like how you being polite. Like, excuse me, sir, but my cousin is not of legal age. Could you please allow her to enter your premises? And I promise you, on my good faith and my scout's honor, that she will not have one drop of solid liquor. Thank you, my good sir. Bitch, let's go.
She got in. She got in and she got her cardigan jacked. And I didn't hear the end of it for like 2 years. Somebody, one of my friends, she was a hood rat at that time, no longer my friend, took my cousin's cardigan. Honest to goodness, the story comes up and she's like, but do you remember my blue cardigan got stolen? Not thank you for getting me into a club. Thank you for taking me out. Why'd your friend take my cardigan? This is like,
that bitch, that shit was from Target. Go get yourself another one.
It was like, it was from Target.
There you go. See,
and it was like one of those, girl, one of a kind.
Look, they have sales on that shit all the fucking time. Fucking cartwheel.
Cartwheel.
Fucking 20% off.
Well, that was my club experience.
Look at this, Target. Better pay us. We promoting.
Right? So that was my first club experience and my cousin's first club experience, too.
Like my first Sancho experience, huh? Oh, my first kiss.
You were a home wrecker.
Damn. Home wrecking.
Before homecoming.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. I ain't tripping. At least I ain't nobody in my sleeping bag.
Nobody was in my sleeping bag.
How do I know? We weren't there.
I mean, there were 17 people in the room.
All I know is if you get a massage from my shit, you'd be showing some titties after.
Oh, my goodness.
And alien porn.
It's all about the alien porn.
It's all about the alien porn.
It's undiscovered territory.
Fucking Roswell.
Area 51.
Fucking straight up.
No one can come in without getting shot.
E.T. go home.
He did have his finger out.
Lick my finger, bitch.
Everything, honest to goodness, everything from our age of growing up was kind of sexual, if you think about it. Like the movies and...
I don't know about you, but I was innocent watching Power Rangers, Bobby's World, Beetleborgs, playing with Legos. Your ass was out there fucking getting kisses, getting titties, and clubbing. So don't come at me with, oh, our childhood was all about sex. Nah, girl, don't mix me in with that bullshit. That was all you. Ugh. Getting people into clubs, getting cardigans stolen, fucking drinking at age 16. I'm surprised you didn't become that quinceañera, fucking pregnant and baptism and shit all at the same time.
Oh my God, I thought you were talking about that one show, like Jane the Virgin.
No, I've never seen it.
No, it's like a modern day TV show, or a TV show that's on TV now. And it's about this girl.
Modern day.
Yeah, modern day, today's day. She got pregnant without having sex.
Damn. Wait, what?
Yeah, it's called Jane the Virgin.
What did she do?
I guess it was immaculate.
Slip on semen?
No, it was like the Immaculate Conception. But ABC Family is like putting it out there.
Damn. So that was you or what?
No.
Because, shit, my childhood, I was fucking eating ding dongs, playing
still,
with Legos.
Still.
Hey, I love ding dongs. Don't fucking hate on a ding dong.
They go missing.
Yes. Some people just eat them all. Don't leave them for the person they were meant for.
Right? All 10.
Some fucked up shit. But you know what, guys? All right. So let's go back. We're freestyling. As you guys could probably notice, we don't really have a script. We do have a script, but really, really, really don't have a script. We like to freestyle. We like to connect. We like to see things of what you guys like, we like, and we just talk about it. You know it's true. So I hope we did answer your questions. I hope we were able to answer the difference between hood rats, conca, milfs, cougars, daddies, poppies.
Sugar poppy.
Sugar poppies, sugar daddies. Is there a difference?
There's all.
Que un papi de caña.
And now we know that I'm a
caña papi.
A caña papi.
I want his long caña.
Wow.
That's what they call him. Caña, fucking caña del daddy.
Caña del daddy? That sounds like a fucking bootleg thing on a shelf in Mexico. Caña de papi.
It's not daddy Yankee. It's caña de papi. Caña de daddy.
Caña de daddy?
I got Kanya, a new mix.
Caña de papi.
Just drop. Fucking sugar hot.
Sugar hot.
Sugar hot. Fucking remix with cinnamon and nutmeg.
It's too spicy for my blood. Gotta get off that.
Oh my God.
So we have a poll going, right? One of the polls is going to be, what did the green/white ranger summon? According to you, it's called the Zord.
Dragon Zord. That was the one. That was the green one. Dragon Zord.
And ladies and gentlemen, El Padrino just killed that poll.
Fuck, you said dragon.
I didn't say dragon. Yes, I said Zord.
Yeah, you said what kind of dragon Zord? That's what it was. So if anybody killed it, it was mine.
You know, if somebody killed it, it was us as a team.
Fuck, we fucking killed it. But we got it. We got it. Don't even dragon worry Zord. About voting. We never vote anyways. We're Latinos. Shit. Fuck voting.
Dragon Zord. Was it for both? The white and the
no,
green?
No. The green. The
Megazord?
White, no. That was when they all combined. Megazord. The white one was he a saber tooth too?
No.
White Tiger.
Was it White Tiger? White Tiger. Well, you got really excited about that right
white
now.
White Tiger. Hidden Dragon. Caña de papi.
What kind of, see, I feel like you're going to make a really fucked up porn and I want to watch it.
That's a stripper name right there. Welcome to the stage, everybody.
Guacamole. She's a stripper.
With two major friends. Fucking chips and dip.
I love it. No, guacamole is going to be a girl that used to be a stripper before she went to Everett.
Everett. Everett is a guy. I was a stripper, but I went to Everett. That fucking turned my life around with Escaña. So bad. I'm back being a stripper, fucking calling myself with my cottage cheese ass guacamole with my two kids, potato and chip.
Oh my God, I literally picture her coming down. She's coming down the runway to hit the pole. She's holding a child in each hand. You said cottage cheese, so this is a keto friendly snack. The snack in hoe time. You know, we're gonna open a club, Padrino.
Oh,
and we are gonna name the performers.
Rejected MILFs.
Rejected MILFs.
That's the name of the club.
Oh yeah. You know, let's make it all inclusive.
How do we name the club? What would be a really good name for a strip club of strippers that used to strip and came back after they gave birth?
After they gave birth? What if it's a, I want man strippers there too.
Man strippers?
Yeah.
What would you call those?
So it can be called like Rewind.
Well, I was trying to give you a fucking stripper name, Caña de Papi, like 10 song special and shit.
All right.
So what would be a good one? Saggy Balls. Raisin Nuts.
Is this the name of a stripper or is this the name of the club?
That's the name of a stripper. Welcome to the stage. Raisin Nuts.
California Raisins. Because he's Southern. See, I'd have backstory for the stripper. I'd be like, he is so cow-born. He used to.
Cow-born?
So cow-born.
Cow-born.
Not. SoCal, born. Like, he was born in SoCal. Sorry, my other twangy personality came out. So he's Southern California born. This is how I would announce it. I'm just saying, if I was an MC.
If you're an MC.
At a strip club, name to come, based on the poll on Instagram.
Oh, guys, they should. They should name us.
Yeah.
What would be our MC name if we were the DJs at a strip club?
I like it.
Let us know on our Instagram, Tacos con el Padrino, what should be our names as MCs.
At a strip club. Okay, so that'll be the question. And before we say goodbye, I want you to name a girl stripper and a boy stripper, and I'll do the same.
A boy stripper. And these are reject. These were strippers.
They left the game, so and they came
be,
back.
They used to be strippers.
Yeah.
They used to have a hot body. They used to be tight. Todo.
Yeah, and then they got a job because they went to Everest.
They went to Everest.
And they got
fucking
medical billers. Medical
billers, x-ray technicians.
Dental assistants.
Dental assistants.
And then they came back.
And they came back because they...
Times are tough.
Fucking, they could... Those jobs could not pay the bills.
All right.
All right, let's see. What would we think for a guy? A guy.
I'm going to let you think, and I'm going to give you my name for a guy.
Okay.
So, he's going to be a Latin dancer. So, when he started, the first time around...
You have to come up with backstories?
I'm just bringing it because that's okay, what I add.
Okay, we're going to do a backstory.
Okay, my man, stripper.
Your man. Your man's a stripper? So, he used to be a stripper. Didn't you say he used to go to Dames and Games?
For the food.
So, that's where you met him?
For the food. And there's only girl dancers there. Mm-hmm. That I know of.
So, you met him Thunder Down Under?
I wait.
He ain't thunder no more. He's just lightning.
He's lightning. Okay.
He lost the thunder.
So the first time around, he would have been Pinto Papi.
Pinto Papi?
Right? So he was
why
like...
Why do I picture him like a light-skinned Latino with a whole bunch of dark moles around his ass? Like like a Pinto. All like
right.
A Pinto. Like, that's what you're thinking. I'm thinking of a Pinto horse. So make me think of a fucking Pinto
Oh, my
guy.
God. Okay,
Pinto
stop.
Pinto Papi. Pee-pee.
Oh, my God. Padrino. There, I mean, he's ready. El Padrino is ready to MC this new club, guys. Jump on it. Come to the Instagram. Tell us. But okay, his name would have been Pinto Papi. He went to school, got his papers, got his education.
Refry.
That is his new name.
Refry me.
No, his new name is Refry. Welcome back to the stage. It is Pinto Papi. He is now Refried Ricky because he no longer can pay the bills.
Oh, you know what? That's my girl's female name. They could do a duet. Manteca. They used to call her Butters.
And now they strip together.
Now they strip together.
So the dynamic duo.
With Manteca.
I love it.
Fucking Lars.
So now you got to bring your boy name and I'll bring my girl name.
Okay, we're doing duets here.
I guess.
I like that. Before they're all sexy, I want everybody to welcome a beautiful lady up to the stage. We got Butters up right here with a nice bubble booty. About to give you the good 10 for 1 special. Welcome back, Butters. But you know what? Now we're at the Paisa Strip Club. But hola, hey, cállate todos porque ya viene la muchacha Manteca.
Oh my God.
Corn, refried beans.
Refried Ricky.
Refried Ricky.
Yeah, he was Pinto. Yeah. First it was Pinto Papi.
You went from Lucy to Ricky. Now you want refried Ricky.
So let's think of a girl. So you want to bring Butter, but she's now Manteca. She's so Manteca. You just burned your girl's name. That's your girl's name. All right. Now you got to give me a guy stripper name.
Guy stripper name. So backstory to the guy. All right. You know what? I got to bring a brother into this shit. I got to bring a brother. All right. Let's see. I would say... This dude's backstory, he was a brother, he was someone from the hood, always had the muscles and everything. Alright, I can't go Black Panther, nothing like that. What can I give him a good name? Ooh, I got it.
What is it?
He came as Venom.
Venom?
Like, all like Venom, like buffed out, you 6'6", dark brother chocolate. Venom.
Okay.
Like to the strip club, like to the stage. You saw him, girls went wild for this.
Okay,
dude.
Okay.
Twerking his pecs, fucking like coming out, like, what's up, ladies? I'm Venom. Boom, boom, boom. Now he's retired, came back after, you know, having all these hood rats and baby mamas, comes back. Daddy long legs, ladies and gentlemen.
Daddy long legs.
Daddy long legs.
Oh my God. So I'm thinking when you said Venom, I was thinking he's going to have this good catchphrase like, let me inject you with my Venom. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying Venom. I think that'll be like, you think like, damn, Venom. He's all dark chocolate coming with those tidy whities and shit like to distinguish him. Boom, Venom. And then all of a sudden now.
Daddy long legs.
Daddy long
legs. Did he lose the muscle mass?
Yeah.
And he just.
He came scrawny. He got just scrawny.
He lost his will to strip?
He lost his will. That's like Daddy Long Legs.
All right. Daddy Long Legs. So he's going to need a partner.
Yeah, he needs a partner.
And clearly she needs to be physically...
So what would be her state? What would have been her name beforehand?
Well, if she was working with Venom, I want to say that she was... Oh my God. I think Venom probably worked alone. He sounded like he overtook the stage.
I think so. I think you need to come up with female by herself or her. Mosca. That's her new name. They called her Butterfly before.
Aww.
Now she's Mosca. Damn, girl, why am I doing your job?
I'm just thinking. I'm thinking of a good original stripping name.
That's why. Butterfly.
Not Butterfly. So she, because I have to think of how she came back. So a comeback name.
A Mosca.
So she used to be.
She never left. She always kept buzzing.
Oh, no. She went to school. She got herself out.
She worked as a janitor after.
As a janitor? Oh, pobrecita. Estaba sucia. So first, we're going to call her her first tour.
Her first tour?
Her first tour of stripping.
She did tours.
She did tours.
My guy didn't do tours. They stayed local. All
right. So she did tours. She was on the road. She was on the road, on her back, gritting hard.
On her back.
So she would have been... Roadkill. No. Oh my God. Imagine if it was like it was Rocky Rosie, right?
Rocky Rosie. She'd be coming around the mountain.
And then she just came on the mountain.
Ooh, that'd be good.
There's a whole back, like there's like a video that plays in the background, like those black and white films on the reel.
That's her name. She'd be coming around the mountain. So my black guy could be my brown skinned brother could be mountain.
And she'd be coming on the mountain?
She'd be coming on the mountain. That was her duet.
Coming around the mountain. When she comes.
Now he's just a hill.
I really think that we knocked out of the park with Refry.
Refry?
And Manteca. I think, you know, they're going to be the headliners at our club.
They should, right? Refry and Manteca. I could just picture it now.
Shit. I could just taste it. The refried beans.
All I thought was you licking a block of Manteca. Like, come here.
I just put my finger in the package at the market.
You know, beans make Manteca too, you know.
Do they?
They're white. When they get all that, that's the Manteca right there.
It's a bean pie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
On that note.
Oh, that's my DJ name. Chorizo.
Chorizo, okay.
No.
They gotta name me.
They gotta name me.
Longaniza?
Longaniza. Suadero? DJ Suadero!
You're like DJ Khaled, not another one. The opposite.
DJ Torta.
Ogada.
DJ Ogada. You Ogada?
No, anything Ogada. Torta Ogada.
Torta Ogada.
Okay, let me go back. That's a stripper name. First you were Torta, and now you're Torta Ogada because all your chins are suffocating you. The Padrino has just lost all his breath, ladies and gentlemen. I think the cat's meow Maya got his tongue. Cat got your tongue?
Torta
ahogada. Y burrito mojado.
Burrito mojado.
All right. There it is. I think we should end it on a good note.
So there it is. We got two fucking main acts. We got Refried Ricky.
Con
Manteca. And fucking following it up with Torta ahogada and wet burrito.
I love it.
Burrito mojado.
Burrito mojado. We will be coming.
Oh my God.
With promotions for our upcoming club at some point in the future. 2020. Yes.
Oh my God. Guys, let us know on our IG. What do you think will be a good club name for the club?
And our MC names.
All right, guys. So, to the next time, thank you again. Keep hitting us up with suggestions, comments, and any questions you might have. And we'll get back to you guys. All right, guys. So, good night from El Padrino and...
And my, stay wet. Nothing? Padrino, stay wet.
I'm still with the burrito mojado.
Stay moist.
Stay moist. Stay mojado.
Oh.